Welcome, beautiful one, to the Harvest September full moon. Boy, September really is about showing up, being seen, leaning into the release that you're ready to receive, what is ready to harvest for you now. After coming out of such a long-held, active, intense energy cycle, what we went through over the summer with the eclipses, with all the retrogrades, we are in a reprieve now in this harvest full moon as we have a micro moon, which is really about inviting in that calm, quiet center. It's your time to claim what is yours to harvest anew in your life. And all that intense energy that has been circulating for some time is finding new ground. So think in terms of literally, you are being asked to regroup and ground more into your true embodied essence and expression. Where have you been playing small? This micro moon, it will be at the furthest distance from the Earth. It's the smallest moon of the year. And that's interesting because it coincides with the end of the month being a super new moon, which will be the closest to the Earth all year. So this really puts an emphasis on, with it being a micro moon, about being that calm, clear center to what's important for you to move towards this boosting time at the end of the month of new creations. And that's really setting the stage for really activating the alignment and the upcoming manifestation cycle and season ahead. So September focus for this harvest full moon is really about harvesting the heart of matters. What matters? What has felt heavy or hard is entering the season of shift for you into moving into harnessing the dreams and the intentions that are true to your heart. So I want you to begin to think in terms of recognizing the resonance that allows your heart to be heard. That is the new action of alignment. Leaning in, listening to it, and showing up, being seen, and allowing that support. Can I get a yes to that? A yes to you saying yes to your support? Well, let's create a time of sacred space that this powerful window that we have during this harvest full moon, which will be over the next couple of days, of really giving yourself the time to clear all that has felt heavy, that has felt blocked. So this is really about surrendering those shadow blocks. That's the second focus, really using this sacred time over this weekend to clear and let go what no longer serves you in ways that have acted as shadows. This is where you haven't allowed your full light, true essence, to embody fully into your life, and it's creating the shadows, and it shows up as sabotage, playing small, shrinking or silencing that full embodiment of the light and true essence of your soul, not shining through. So it's going to be time to let it go. Let go that which has been blocked. To claim your worth, that inherent worth, that true inherent, something that you don't have to earn, something that is already resonant and true to you. And really harvesting those heart matters, listening to it, and surrendering all that has been shadow blocks in the way. This will allow you to make space for those miracle streams of synchronized support to show up for you. I know myself personally, just in the last couple of days, there's been that shift. Suddenly what has felt stuck and blocked is shifting into that alignment of a miracle stream and synchronistic support. And I've watched it stack and show up in steadfast speed. That's what's here right now as we move towards the super new moon and prepare for it and this cycle and season ahead. I want you full in on this third focus, which is allowing the new to activate. I know that this is going to feel like a breath of fresh air for you as the new activates. So use this sacred time to write it right and tend it to God, Source, Creation, create your ritual of release, surrender the shadows, the dark, the heavy, and be prepared to allow that stream of synchronistic blessings to surround you. Let this powerful present energy current that is here right now carry you into this new cycle and season of powerful creation. This is your time. You are being called to a destiny that is much higher, much more up-leveled than what you've ever known before. And you can use the spiritual practice of the full moon ritual to support you in harvesting the dreams that you have been carrying deep within your heart. Using this time to uncover the shadow blocks that have kept you small and distant from your soul-inspired desires. So I want you to think in terms of you're releasing, you're letting go, and you're retrieving actually what is true for you, what is resonant for you, and you're allowing that reality to reshape into what matches your heart's co-creating desires. Feel that call of your destiny unfolding for you. So the most important aspect to remember about this full moon and going into it is it's all about harvesting the heart's true desired inspiration resonance. What you want to co-create, really preparing for this new cycle ahead as we move into this powerful, supercharged new moon at the end of the month. So this is really about clearing, making space, clarity, calmness. Nature has a way of stabilizing us, returning to our natural essence. And after such an intense cycle over the last several months, with this micro new moon, this is what's going to be reestablished, is a sense of calmness and clearing. So use this time to ask yourself these four important questions. What do I need to release? What do I need to let go? What do I need to surrender? What do I need to relinquish? All of these are an opening up. They are a non-constrictive posture. Think of it in the sense of your hand being clenched to your hand being just relaxed and open, open to receive, letting go, not grasping. So what do you need to release? Write it right. Pen to paper, transform that, put that into your ritual. What do you need to let go? What do you need to surrender? What do you need to relinquish? So how these questions are different, they're going to show up differently in your own life. But for an example, some of the ways in which I answered is I release all the built-up workaround strategies that are based in fear and survival. You know, just watching those mechanisms that have been embedded early on in my life go to work and recognizing that I'm becoming aware of them. I'm releasing them. I release them. And this act of acknowledgement, pen to paper, in transformation, begins to form a powerful transformational alchemy of healing. So think of that in your own life. I release. You know, I often say that it's not when you say relax is something you do. Relax is a product, an end result of when we've released the tension, when we've let go. So when I ask myself the question, I let go. My answer is that I'm letting go of self-created chaos, clutter, clouded energy, allowing energy storms or swarms to come in and around. I let go of that. It's me recognizing, having awareness when I've allowed it in, when I've co-created it. And you can use these questions and your answers to go deeply specific into your own life and situations. But this is just a guided way in the ways that some of the ways I have reflected on it in my own life. I surrender. For me, I surrender the blocks of inferior action. That's being silent, being suppressed, being constricted. You know, some areas, for some people, it could be blocks of superior action. That's the judgy self. So I'm letting go of the blocks of inferior action around authority, needing permission, activating my autonomy, suppression of my own spirit. I surrender all that. I release all of that. I let go of all of that. But that is a piece that I'm just surrendering. And you know what? I don't have to try to fix it or heal it. It's something I surrender so that I allow the natural light and truth of my own embodied essence to turn up the volume louder, clearer, brighter, radiating, resonant in my own soul and light into the world. And that's what I love about this idea of when we do release, we do let go, we do surrender. It's not something we have to do. It's something that we give up, we open up, and we allow to come through us our own embodied gift, treasures, light, radiance, intelligence, and energy to emanate, to become stronger, what I call soul stamina, to be brighter. I relinquish. For me, the shadow block specifically I'm working on is I relinquish the needy, defending, unprotected self in mind that feels helpless. I relinquish that. It's no longer something that I have to have in my energetic field as a wall of protection or defense. I relinquish it. So when I am doing my full moon ritual, I'm very aware that this is a shadow block that I am relinquishing, that no longer, maybe at one time, was there as part of my own resilient adaptability at a time when I was young and vulnerable and helpless and vulnerable. But that needy, defending, unprotected self that feels helpless, I relinquish that. No longer has to be a shadow block because that is what's kept inferior action. For me, these are examples. And I hope you can find them in your own life based on these four important questions, because this time is really all about clearing the space. We've already had enough life situations and configurations happen over the past year and a half, and even have come to a head in this last cycle over the summer with the retrogrades repeating, going back, and having to eclipse some of this energy. So now we're in this harvesting of the heart, harvesting what matters of the heart, really getting in sync with that true heart resonance. So then what do you need to release? What do you need to let go of? What do you need to surrender? What do you need to relinquish? Because as we approach this super boosting new moon, having that space to allow these new creations to come in, think about it in the sense that if you were to clean out your house or a closet, you don't want to be putting all this new stuff on top of the old. You want to clear the space, and it's going to invite the new in. I have so many exciting projects and programs I'm excited to share with you as we move into this cycle. But the most important focus for you right now is to clear and claim that centered, heart-mattered resonance. Clear that space. Give yourself that sacred time. This micro moon, it's all about how the intensity doesn't have to be there in order for you to get the transformation. It's about the return to your natural aligning synchronicity and clearing that space. You've already been through it. You've already been through a lot of intensity. And now you can relinquish, you can release, you can surrender, you can let go so that you may name and claim what's coming up for you in a whole new way. You know, for some people in this world, depending on more like in the, you know, North America, this full moon's landing on the 13th. And the 13th really is the turning of a completing cycle. And it's really not about the full moon being energized on the 13th. It's really a time window. We have it, you know, starting on the 13th and all the way through to the Sunday this weekend to really embrace the energy of your own remarkable greatness that wants to come through. So I invite you, my beautiful one, clear the space, let it go, and transform the truth that's in your heart that's ready to be harvested with heart resonance as we move to this powerful, manifesting, boosting time. Namaste, my beautiful one. Namaste.